So I do believe it is time for another fantastic questionnaire, although this is honestly the first one that I've done. So, but I haven't posted in a really long time, and I've just been really busy with work and stuff, which is blah, whatever, an excuse. So, but I saw this post, I thought that would be kind of fun, a good way to get sort of back into it without, anything too crazy. So, but the like posts themselves, I love seeing how much the subreddit has grown since when I first started posting. Because I started posting really early on. Like, the first time I posted was like the subreddit had only been there for like a couple of weeks. So, it's huge now. And I love seeing everyone posting, and it's great. So, like, I think that tags are very important because they didn't exist at the beginning. And I think they're really necessary now because I'll sometimes listen when I'm like at work. Actually, a lot of the time is when I'm listening is at work. And there are times when I don't necessarily have the ability to really get involved in something super hard, like a really in-depth audio or something like that. I just want to hear somebody kind of enjoying themselves when I'm, in a situation where I don't necessarily always enjoy myself as much. So the titles are great, but the tags I think are just as important. It's kind of like a yin for yang thing. Because I haven't posted in so long, I really haven't. I don't really have like a time frame on making audios. I can honestly say I've never edited an audio in my life. So like everything I've recorded, I just post because I'm not fancy and I don't understand how to edit that stuff. And I think just like general pros and cons. The pro for me is that my voice can be used as something that could potentially make somebody feel good. That's really important to me. Is you know that's like even the other posts that I make to Reddit. It's always like, I don't post because I want to. I mean, I do, but it's not like I want everyone to look at me and say, "Oh, this is so great." I post because I want to know that I can help somebody else feel good. Like that's what I want is I want to make sure someone else feels good. So, and the cons is I think I sound so dumb a lot of the time. So that's always kind of the catch-22 that I have is do I post even though I think I sound retarded, or sorry, special? I know sometimes people don't like that word, but. And then I can't say that I've gotten any new kinks, but I think that listening to Gone Wild Audio has made me like fully embrace some of them a little bit more than what I originally would have thought. And while I don't like the sound of my own voice, at least not that much, I know that other people kind of do sometimes. So if it works for them, then I guess that works for me. I'm just kind of whatever about it. I'm already stuck with it, so I'm not gonna, try to sound any different than I normally do. I just always kind of just go for it, just own it. It's your voice, you're stuck with it, so why not? And my favorite kind of audio, I would have to say that my favorite kind of audio is probably, at least right now, it's a lot of like the kind of lazy on a Sunday morning in bed, like slow, nothing too fancy, nothing too scripted. It's just kind of being just, I mean, I don't know if I said lazy like 8 times, but I don't have a lot of time to be lazy right now. So I think that's why I like those posts so much, is it's something I wish that I had right now. I don't think I really have any regrets about the clips that I've made, except that I went crazy a couple, like maybe like a month or two ago, and was like so fed up with just the way that I sounded. I didn't like the audios that I had recorded. I thought I sounded really, really dumb. And so I just smashed them all. Like I deleted them. They're gone forever. I don't have copies of them anywhere. And so like the regret I have is not necessarily that they're gone because I didn't really ever like them. It's just that other people can enjoy them. Because I've actually had people like message me and be like, "Where did those go?" And I'm like, "Sorry, I did not like them, so I threw them away." But I think that would probably be my biggest regret right now is that, I went ahead and just got rid of them, which I know I look back on it and I'm like, God, that's so dumb. Like, you can't ever get those back. So, and I don't think I have a Gone Wild Audio crush, at least I'm not right now. I'm always trying to just catch up because I'll go like a week or two or sometimes even more and I haven't listened to anything and then I'll just slam through as much stuff as I possibly can. So, I think I have a crush on Gone Wild Audio as a whole because everybody's really sexy. But I can't say there's one particular person that I have a crush on. If that changes, I mean, then obviously that'd be great. But I'm pretty down for loving on everybody right now. So, I'm not. I'm not one to pick and choose. I like them all. Explain myself. Would I have sex while a porno is being played? I've actually already done that, so I guess the answer would be yes. And what is my most embarrassing or funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? Well, I think it's embarrassing, and everyone else seems to think it's funny, but the first time I ever had sex, it was my first boyfriend. We're like, oh, we're gonna do this, it's gonna be great, right? And so, like, he literally, like, we're in the missionary position, because, hello, it's my first time, and I don't understand anything. We're in missionary position, and, like, he's, trying to be nice and gentle with me, nice and slow, because he was thick, and I was new, and it was like, what is happening down there right now? Because I'm not sure if I appreciate this. But I was like, maybe if I kiss him, then it'll distract me, and I'll be fine, right? And so I think he had the same general thought process. So as he was like leaning down to give me a kiss, I reached up with my hands and for some reason had managed to like curl my hands over. Like I wanted to like scoop around the back of his neck or something and managed to straight up punch him in the face. Like, cause I was going pretty fast and he was going pretty fast and it was like just right. Like it's like I cuffed him right at the side of his face and he like froze and I froze because I was like, oh my God, I just punched him. Like, he's gonna hate me. And so I'm like trying not to cry, right? And I'm mad. And he's like laughing at me. And I was like, stop it. It's not funny. And he was like, this is so funny. You don't even understand right now. I was like, freaking out. Are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like, I'm fine. I promise. Like, let's just keep going. He's like, when you laugh, it feels really good, by the way. Cause I was like fucking clenching on top of being so tight. So, but yeah, that was. I started off my sexual experiences with a bang of punching my boyfriend in the side of the head. So it didn't happen again. So that's always good. But yeah, that's one that continues to haunt me is, just punching him right in the side of the head. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? Sorry, I'm really tired. If lying is wrong, white lies okay? No, I don't think any lying is okay. I get myself in trouble because I'm actually not usually, I'm always honest with people because I just, there's no, it takes too much effort to remember a lie, even a white lie, so I just don't. So I don't think white lies are okay, ever. Would I prefer to watch others having sex or have others watch me have sex? I think I make the dumbest faces while I'm having sex, so I'm pretty sure I would prefer to watch someone else. And I've done both, and I think I prefer watching more than being watched. And what is the weirdest way I've ever gotten myself off? I was drunk in the woods. It was like some marching band trip. I was drunk. We were in the woods, up like it's like foresty, whatever. And I was like straddling this giant log around. I know this doesn't sound like it's going in a good place. I was straddling this giant log around the fire, and like I had I had like chonies, spandex, and jeans on, right? And it was so bulky because it was cold. It was so bulky that like when I leaned forward, it like rubbed up against my clit, like it was like pressure. And so I literally like I was drunk, and I was like, oh, this feels good. So I literally just like humped a giant tree log until I came. So I guess that would probably be the weirdest way. I mean, it's very like nature-tastic, but like, I was drunk and I humped a tree. I'm gonna count that as my weirdest way ever. What is the fastest way to get me to come? Honestly, just like the Dane Cook little DJ Diddles, just fucking, if I just rub my clit. If I rub my clit and I'm really like, and I'm like going for it, like just not holding back, not trying to make it last, like I just need to come and pass out. If I just fucking rub my clit, put in my tits a little bit, I can come in probably like 2, 3 minutes flat. Like it's, I can orgasm. What's something that can instantly turn me off? It sounds really silly, but when someone's like rude or dismissive, that really turns me off. Like, oh, I really want this. Okay, whatever. Like, if it just like if you take the time to like express something and it gets totally dismissed, it's like straight cold water. Like, nope, fuck, no, fuck, I can't do this. Don't, like, just don't. I don't even want you to put it in me anymore. On top of that, Like that's just like as a person thing. The other thing that really turns me off is when somebody can't kiss. Like if they can't kiss, I can't hang. That's like my application process. So like literally, if it feels like you're trying to like stab my tonsils out with your tongue, it's not happening. It's not happening. Yeah, it's ooh, nope. Just we're done. Done. Donezo. Donezo. All right. Favorite place to come or to have somebody come on. Well, I mean, I would probably have to say that, I mean, my favorite place like to come, I mean, I like face sitting, I guess, as much as the next person, or just like riding someone's tongue. If you got a beard, I'll soak that shit for you. Like, I can, we can talk. But I guess if someone's gonna come on me, I really like getting fuck doggy style. Then to have somebody like pull out and like come on my ass, like that's really kind of hot to me. But I mean, I know people like coming on faces and on tits and stuff. So I mean, it's really wherever they want to come is where I want them to come. If I have my choice, it'd be in my mouth every time because I love cum, so I just want to swallow it down. But yeah, so I guess my tongue or my throat would probably be my honest answer. If not, me swallowing it then on my ass, and after that, it's wherever else they want it. So, and then. Else is there? What music do I like to have playing while I'm having sex? I've never really made a sexy times playlist, but I guess I should work on that. I think the last thing I had like a marathon fuck fest to was Minus the Bear. It was their Omni album because that one's real kind of synth sexy, you know what I mean? So that one was great. I would suggest that one. And if you don't know who Minus the Bear is, they're great. I feel everybody should listen to them. But yeah, Omni, Omni is the way you spell that album. And that's a great album. So that's probably the last thing I really had marathon sex to. And do I think love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? Not necessarily. You can have sex with somebody and not love them, but I think that opening yourself up to the prospect of having sex, like letting someone become a part of you like that, shows like your ability to want to kind of take that on. Like you're, even if it's not like my soulmate love, like that's a lot of trust and you know, faith that you put in somebody, even if you're not really looking at like the long haul like that, like taking somebody into yourself or allowing yourself to be put into somebody, like not just like actual body part wise, but you know, because you know, you're vulnerable in that moment. I think that's kind of, you know, I think that that's important, and I think that that is kind of a baby love, if that makes sense. So, but I, you know, I think they don't have to be hand in hand, but it is for some people. But there's, I still think some. I'm going with baby love. I like that little itty bitty baby love that goes along with that. What do I prefer to be called or say? I'm good for everything, but bitch, I don't know why I don't like that word. But I just don't like being called a bitch, but all fucking everything else you want. Everything else is good. Am I a moaner, a screamer, a grunter, or growler, or silent? Oh, that's a good list of things. I would say I'm a moaner. Yeah, I would say probably for the most part I'm a moaner, but then I never shut up, so I feel like I'm like half moany, half talky. All probably super annoying, but whatever. What was the worst time I've been turned on? Worst time. I was on a marching band trip in high school, and I was so horny, and I couldn't do anything about it because band parents were everywhere. And I just wanted to hump my boyfriend because that was just my answer to everything in high school was let's just hump. But you know. And just never wound up happening for us. What is the one thing I'm embarrassed to admit I'd like to try in bed? I think I would really like to explore somebody who has a foot fetish. That's not necessarily embarrassing, but it's just not some. It's I think it's embarrassing for other people to admit that they have the fetish. Like, I don't have a preference one way or the other, but I would love to see like how crazy I could get somebody with like you know, with like using my feet, you know. I think that would be kind of interesting to just try out and to see. Yeah, I think that would probably be pretty up there on the list. I love hair pulling. Hair pulling is great. Bondage is all right. I think that one takes a lot of trust. I'm not a huge fan of hot wax, only because hot wax on your nipples, actually, it hurts me more than I think it hurts the average person. Hot wax anywhere else is fine. I mean, not my clit, but oh, the nipples, just, it's just not good. Just not good for me. I've been with somebody older than me. Most of the people that I'm with are typically older than me. And I've had many dalliances with ladies, so I would definitely kiss someone of the same sex. I have actually never tried anal. I've had someone like hook a thumb in there before, like while you're fucking, but I don't really think that counts. And so everyone, because I've got kind of a big ass, so everyone's always like, "Oh, you must live anal," and I'm like, "Oh, I've never tried it." So maybe one day, who knows? And so obviously, I've never been double penetrated, but I have definitely had lots of sex in public, mostly through marching band aspects. I feel like this is a portion of my life that led to a lot of sexing. And I do like being handled roughly. I'm good for everything up to the point of like visible bruises or like breaking the skin. Like if you want to like slap my ass and bruise me up a little bit, then that's fine. I don't want anything like crazy. But you know, I'm a big girl. I can take a little bit of punching, or not punching. Ooh, definitely not punching. I can take a little bit of punishment for that. In regards to just being sore the next day. I love being sore because it just reminds me of what I did. So, I definitely am super verbal in bed. I mean, I'm sure this is going to surprise everybody because I haven't shut up yet, but I talk all the time. It's ridiculous. So, and I think I kind of like both giving and receiving on the pain end of things. It really is just more of a, what's wh like wh who likes what more. That's really the most important part for me. And then my favorite item for spanking is hands. I'm not really a huge fan of like toys that limit like physical contact. So like floggers or like paddles and that kind of stuff are really not my thing. I like very much the tactile aspect of feeling the hand on my body. Like that's really what does it for me. So, if I was a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I think I would probably walk around with a boner the entire time, just because I'm usually really, really horny, like on the daily. So I feel like I would probably just spend the day masturbating, seeing like literally how much cum I could eject from my body before like I just shriveled up into a raisin. Yeah, that would probably be what I do. Like how long I could go until my dick was so sore I could not touch it, and I was so dehydrated, like I just wouldn't be able to continue on at that point. Do I have any scars? I actually have a bunch of scars. Most of them are from just me accidentally like cutting or burning myself all the time in the kitchen or like when we're out doing outdoorsy stuff. But I did get bit by a brown recluse spider when I was probably like 15 or so, and so I have a pretty, or it's not pretty big, it's about the size of a nickel scar on the back of my leg, and it's just like a hole where there's like nothing there anymore, like a divot, and it's kind of gnarly when people first see it. So, but it's purple and kind of weird looking, but that's probably the most noticeable scar that I have. And my most used phrase, dirty or not, I say totes a lot in my daily life, so I guess that's kind of embarrassing. I'm also a big fan of like not commonly used words like wicked or radical or that kind of stuff. So, trying to bring them back. In sex, I overuse the word fuck, like you would not believe. Like my brain needs to remember other words but fuck when I'm getting fucked. But it just gets stuck on repeat for that. So, when did I laugh last laugh so much it hurt? That was actually today. I watched one of my coworkers get tangled up in their headset and like try to untangle themselves and trip over something in their cube and then eat it. And it was like a Benny Hill sketch. Like I watched this guy go down in slow-mo and it was probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I almost peed. I was laughing so hard. And then how do I feel about aliens and or ghosts, real or not? I think that ghosts are definitely real. When you see the orbs in pictures, I definitely feel like some of those are definitely spirits for that kind of stuff. And I think aliens have to exist because I love Star Trek and I need it to be real. Like I love the Trek so hard, it's almost not even funny. So I need that to be real so that one day we can all, go into space and learn some crazy ass shit, and then I can fucking Klingon. So that's definitely on my to-do list. So, well, I hope that hope that everybody has enjoyed the ramble of all rambles. Let's see how long this stays up before I decide I hate it and I'm gonna delete it. No, I probably won't. I will definitely look forward to hopefully getting into posting some more. That's definitely something I want to do. So, hopefully you guys will hear from me soon. But if not, just know that I love everything that everybody is posting. It's all great. And I definitely hope that it continues. You guys are all freaking awesome. Have an awesome night. Goodbye.